Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
You need to know the answer. When somebody disappears out of your life, you got to figure out why. So we track them down for you.
Monica disappeared on Jesse halfway through a date. Jesse, welcome to Ghost Hunting. What's your story?
So I'm, I don't know if I call myself like a serial dater, but it seems like it lately. I use like all the different apps, you know, like Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff. And it's been pretty good for me. I've met some girls, nothing really panned out so far. But just recently I went out with this girl on Bumble. Her name is Monica. Super hot, really cool girl. Honestly, it was like going super well. Like I was like, this one is actually going good. You know, I had like hearts in my eyes. I was like really excited. I thought maybe I, you know, finally met somebody.
You had hearts in your eyes. You turned into an emoji.
Yeah.
You had that emoji.
I was like super into her. It seemed like she liked me. I liked her. You know, we were attracted to each other, you know, right off the bat, you know, and we had good conversation before the date. And halfway through the meal, she like got the friend call and she came up with this crazy excuse that her sister was home alone and was going into labor and her sister wasn't due for another month. So she had to rush, you know, it was like this big, huge, like crazy lie that came out of nowhere. And she just took off on me and left me at the restaurant, you know, because her sister was literally going into labor.
How could you tell it was a lie?
I mean, it was just like so out there, you know, and she just like answered the, it was, you know, it was like from the movies. It was like, hello, you know, she answered her phone, she said hello. And then, you know, oh my gosh. And like, she like went up, you know, stood up, said really fast to me that her sister was going to labor and she was gone, you know? So I kind of like texted her after and, you know, I was like, hey, you know, how's your sister? How's the baby? You know, trying to like play it off, you know, just trying to get her to like, you know, fess up to maybe lying to me or something. And I guess like at the end of the day though, kind of like super bummed me out because like, I keep getting, you know, I guess like what happened was she ghosted me. I mean, she never responded to me. She never said like the baby's great or I lied, I'm sorry. And she just like was poof, gone. And it's just been happening to me a lot lately. And like, to be honest, like I don't sound stupid that I'd be like bummed out about a girl that I went on like half a date with, but like, I don't know, like I've kind of had a tough week, you know, a couple weeks over it. And I'm honestly just like super bummed about it because I just don't know what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
aww.
Okay. Now it just got kind of sad. Jen, let me ask you a question before we go further with Jesse. Is the friend call really a thing? Like he called it the friend call. Is it, do you have it prearranged back when you were dating Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Was it prearranged that you would get a phone call at a certain point into the meal?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Every time on a first date?
Not every time on a first date, but if you're unsure about how that date's going to go or you're just, you're 50-50. I might need an out or this might be good. And if you call me and I don't answer or I don't call you back, things are going good. But call me anyway to give me the out. Give me the save.
And so if you asked me to make the friend call for you, or when you arrange this, like, is the girl on the other end or the person on the other end asking you how it's going so that, like, if you're in front of the person or do they truly call you with an emergency that you can respond to? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do they play the charade with you?
Do they play the part even though he can't hear?
I'm guessing some friends could. My friends never did. It was just always like, hey, is it going good? Is it going bad? You know, call me back if you need me to help. I'll show up, you know, or I'll keep calling you or I'll keep texting you or whatever.
All right.
So I would have to do the charade on my end, but they weren't doing it on their end. So the phone call.
So a friend phone call would go like, I want to be the girl on the date and you be the friend.
Okay. Like,
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God, really?
Okay, so you definitely need help. You want to get out of there?
I need to, yeah. If you, I mean, I just blew it, didn't I? I just blew it in front of the guy.
It's hard to play the charade, but when you're in the moment, you can do it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I suck. So don't go on a date with me, Jesse, because you'll be able to see right through me. So,
I think Jesse's on it. I think that, you know, the friend call is a real thing. I'm just wondering, did Monica think she was being a really great actress and being really terrible?
It was just so out there. You know, mm-hmm. It was like, instead of saying like, oh, my roommate, you know, is in a bad situation, I need to go help her. It was like, my sister is pregnant. She's having her baby a month premature and she's alone in her apartment. It was like, so, it was like the, you know, if, I mean, it was just unbelievable.
It's almost like the perfect,
sister.
It's almost like the perfect storm of I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be my sister's locked out of her apartment. It could be my sister's home alone and she's scared. It could be my sister's pregnant. Mm-hmm. It could be whatever. But she's like throwing it all in there. She's alone.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. The baby's coming early.
And if the baby's coming out, she knows you're not going with her. Like, if she were locked out of her apartment, you could be like, oh, okay, well, I'll go with you and help. Yeah.
All right, so when we get a hold of her, what's her name again?
Monica.
24 hours from right now, we'll call her up while you listen in, and we'll get honesty out of her, right? And then we'll come back, and we'll talk to you for kind of a debriefing of our conversation with her. That's how ghost hunting works, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, go to, right now, you can go to our Facebook page and weigh in on whether or not you think that Monica actually had a baby in the family or was totally full of it.
Right. So what's your theory on the ghosting? Was she telling the truth? Was she not? Did she needs to get a better friend call excuse? What do you think really happened?
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.